Blog Talk Radio.
No matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or healthcare plan, you can keep it. If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford insurance. And everyone will have the security and stability that's missing today.
Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius did acknowledge some people will see their health care costs go up.
I just see a huge train wreck coming down. You and I have discussed this many times, and I don't see any results yet.
I happen to be a proponent of a single-payer universal health care plan.
I never said that we should try to go ahead and get single-payer.
The president has directed us to take action to fight these cartels, and Attorney General Holder and I are taking several new and aggressive steps as part of the administration's comprehensive plan to fortify its Project Gunrunner, which is aimed at disrupting arms trafficking between the United States and Mexico.
I'm not sure the exact date, but I probably heard about Fast and Furious for the first time over the last few weeks.
I heard on the news about this story that Fast and Furious.
Okay, let's be clear. These protests were in reaction to a video that had spread to We certainly don't know otherwise. We have no information to suggest that it was a pre-planned attack. The unrest we've seen around the region has been in reaction to a video that many Muslims find offensive.
This video is disgusting and reprehensible. It appears to have a deeply cynical purpose to denigrate a great religion and to provoke rage.
I don't care how offensive this video was, and it was terribly offensive, and we should shun it.
What happened this week in Cairo, in Benghazi, and many other parts of the region,
was a direct result
of a heinous and offensive video that was widely disseminated, that the U.S. government had nothing to do with, which we have made clear is reprehensible and disgusting.
Well, it's too early to know exactly how this came about, what group was involved, but obviously it was an attack on Americans.
I thought it was a terrorist attack from the get-go. I think everybody in the mission thought it was a terrorist attack from the beginning.
I asked her why the ambassador had said there was a demonstration when the embassy had reported only an attack.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
But let's be clear. Benghazi happened a long time ago.
That's when America's at its best. That's what this country's all about. But we need you to spread the word. But you don't have to take my word for it. If you talk to somebody who said, well, I don't know, I was watching Fox News and they said this is horrible. and you can say, you know what, don't take my word for it. Go on the website, see for yourself what the prices are, see for yourself what the choices are, then make up your own mind. That's all I'm asking. Make up your own mind. I promise you, if you go on the website and it turns out you're going to save $100, $200, $300 a month on your insurance, or you'll be able to buy insurance for the first time, even if you didn't vote for me, I'll bet you'll sign up for that health care plan.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. Now.
Now. You feel that?
welcome back to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of the cost. And remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's that godforsaken tyranny that we can't afford. We don't want it. We don't like it. I want to be free. I want to be me. I will not conform. You want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, we got a lot to get through today, and I never shut the hell up. So who knows what we're going to talk about today. But besides that, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift our jib and get this damn ship underway. All right, we are officially now underway. Bosun Mate, you can now shift colors to sea. All right, first of all, congratulations to my Seattle Seahawks. Yay! I knew they were going to do it. It was a beautiful game. I don't care if the refs screwed the 40 whiners or not. I don't care. We got screwed in the Super Bowl the last time we were there. So we're going to take it back. We're going to beat the mighty Peyton Manning, the Seattle Seahawks. All right, put it in the book right now. Get out your book and just put it in there. Seattle Seahawks will beat the mighty Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. Exactly what the score is going to be, I don't know. We'll figure that out later. But what I love about football, I do like the trash talk and aggressive. I mean, I love it. I love the rivalries, man. There's nothing like a great rivalry. And being in New York, watching New York play Boston, I mean, that come on. Those are great rivalries, and I love it, man, when the testosterone gets too much and they start pushing and shoving and trash-talking and all that. Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. And then you have old Sherman last night. He was hot, man, after the game. He's putting they showed he wouldn't. He patted the Crabtree on the butt. Crabtree didn't take too kindly to that. He had a couple of words. They get in each other's face. And then Sherman's out over there putting his hands to his neck, you know, as if, in, you know, the choking motion, you know, you choked. And then old Dingbat, what the hell's her name now? God, doggone, I'm terrible with names. But she got, I can't remember her name. I'm terrible with names. But anyway, you know who she is. She was in her hotel room combing her hair naked, and some peeping Tom dude put it on the internet. So she's now at Fox, and she's interviewing Sherman. And of course, Sherman at this point just gets done with this game, man, and he's all hot, man. I mean, this guy is on fire, man, and I love it. So I got that here, so we'll play it here in a second, but I just love that part about football. I love the rivalry. Now next year, going into next year, regardless of what happens in the Super Bowl, but you now this rivalry, now it's embedded. You've got the two coaches who don't like each other. Now you've got the players that don't like each other. So when we start the season next year, you got something to look forward to, and you're going to look forward to these games. People love to go to the rivalry games. They don't like the games where the players all like each other. And no, this is football, man. I'm sorry, but I just and hockey that just started. That was the Flames and the Canucks. As soon as the puck hit the ice, man, there was no going after the puck. There was just immediately a brawl. I mean, that is the way. That's the way to start a season. That's saying, okay, here we are. We're not screwing around. We're the biggest, toughest, meanest, baddest kids on the block, and that's the way it's going to be. They are trying. It depends on, you know, how long this lasts, but they're doing their best to establish dominance, which is part of the game, part of the sport. You don't like it? Well, you know, take up needlepoint. I don't know. Don't watch the game. You don't have to. There's no law that says you have to watch. But if you don't like it, don't watch it. I don't like a lot of things you do. I don't like tofu. Do you hear me out there trying to ban tofu? Tofu-free zones, president's promise zones. What does that mean? If you make a promise, it's only for this area. You're not going to promise, you know, the rest of the country. I thought you made a promise that, you know, our health insurance was going to be lowered by $2,500 a year. We have all these choices, and it would be cheaper, and all these doctors, and unicorns and rainbows for everybody. Remember that promise? How about that promise that you were going to be the most transparent administration in American political history? How about that promise? How about the promise to go after those little bad boys over there in Benghazi? You know, the guys that caused all that little ruckus. Thought you were going to go after the culprits. Oh, that's right, you did. That's right, that filmmaker, he's in jail. Yeah, you did get the culprit. See, this is one thing that, you know, again, getting back to, I just cannot and will not, I just don't like the whole idea of having to give up my rights, liberties, and freedoms for a terrorist. And if I express my rights, my liberties, my freedoms openly in a free, supposedly free society, free country, and now I have to be persecuted because whatever I did, exercising my right to freedom of speech, freedom of this, freedom of that, whatever freedom it is, doesn't really matter. It's not the point. But exercise a freedom. It upset a certain group of people, and they killed a bunch of people. So it's not the people that got upset over something that either they didn't understand or didn't know, and they just overreacted and killed a bunch of people. Those aren't the culprits. Those aren't the bad guys. It's the guy who exercised his freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of this, freedom of that. His own freedom. He exercised his own freedom, whatever that freedom is. He exercised his right to be free in a free society, a free country. But for whatever reason, it upset some people halfway across the globe. And they went out and they attacked an entire diplomatic facility, two places. We got our diplomatic facility or embassy, whatever term you want to call it at the time, you know, whether you're dealing in weapons or not. We have to consider it our, you know, soil. Well, I guess maybe we are, maybe we did consider Benghazi as our soil. That's why we got rid of all of our security, like we did with the border. We got rid of all of our border patrols. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why they couldn't send people out. That's why it had to be, you know, the stand-down order. Otherwise, he was going to violate one of his executive orders, and he can't do that. He can't break the law. He's the president. You can't violate executive orders. You can violate the Constitution, but you can't violate, you know, your executive orders. You can't do that. I still can't let that Benghazi thing go, man. I can't let it go. Four American brothers were killed, were murdered, brutally, over a bad weapons deal. Whether the weapons were stolen beforehand and they were, that's why they were over there to try to retrieve those weapons. And that's when things got ugly. Or it got ugly and they stole those weapons because we wouldn't sell them. We don't really know the real story. We haven't heard. This administration won't tell us. So we have to get bits and pieces from all these other places and try to come up with some sort of consensus. They shouldn't have been dealing in weapons in the first place, especially to the Syrian rebels, who are primarily, I'm sorry, but they either are Al-Qaeda, or they are a terrorist organization, whether they say Al-Qaeda or not. They're all in cahoots with each other. The whole main purpose is to kill Americans, kill the Western, turn the world into Sharia. Well, look, I don't care if they live their life that way. I don't give a damn. It just doesn't affect my life whatsoever, not one bit. I just don't want it here. It's not the way we live over here. We're different. We're not Europe. Oh, that's good grog.
We're not Australia. We're not the Middle East. We're not Asia. We're not the Caucasus. We are the United States of America, which means we're free. We can live any way we want to. But what we don't do is force our way on other people. If somebody comes up to you and says, hey, man, I like the way you live your life, man. I've been watching you. How do you live your life, man? Help me out. Okay, that's one thing. That's a choice. But to have the government dictate how you live your life, no. 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 Anyway, getting back to the Seattle Seahawks, where the hell we got off onto, good God. Getting back to the Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos, I mean, you knew they were going to win. I just figured the Patriots were going to put up a little bigger of a fight. I thought, you know, I was hoping, I knew it wasn't going to be, but I was hoping that it would be a true test between the quarterbacks. You know, have the score like, you know, 62-60 and whatever. Just a lot of touchdowns, you know, a lot of touchdown passes, a lot of good passes. That's what I was hoping for. But you knew you weren't going to see it. You were going to see more precision. And then the second game, of course, my beloved Seattle Seahawks against the 49ers, which I was a big fan of the Navy, or the 49ers. See, when I was a kid, we didn't have the Seahawks. We didn't have the Mariners. So growing up, we had a lot of other different teams. So by the time we got the Seahawks, they were like, they sucked. And the Mariners, they sucked. Yeah, you kind of supported them here and there. But, you know, when I got out of the Navy, it was, you know, they had, you know, both teams that started to clean their act up and get good. And it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. And people, you know, it wasn't really bandwagonish. It was, you know, it's great to have your home team to support, man. So I'm able to like a lot of different teams. And I look at it as, hey, man, if the team that I really want is out of contention, there's nothing I can do, I can enjoy the other teams, and I can appreciate the other teams, and I can fall in the bandwagon, so what? I like to watch good teams play good football. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the whole purpose of watching the game. You don't have to be one fan. Oh, I hate these fans, these freaks. Well, that's ridiculous, man. You go, they got to like one team, and that's it. If you don't, well, you're not a fan, man. Shut up. Just shut up. That's number one. Shut up. I can like or dislike any goddamn team I want whenever I want. Yeah, but you're not a fan, man. Yeah, I am a fan. But if my team sucks and they ain't doing anything, I'm gonna support somebody. I like to support. What's the purpose of watching the game? You want to support somebody, and you want to win. Nothing wrong with supporting different things. It's called freedom. I hate all these goddamn restrictions. Everybody's got to see. You have to live your life this way. Why? Well, because I do. Oh, all right. Okay. I'll get right on that. Here, let me get my notebook here, and I'll start writing stuff down here. Let's see, yeah. Shut up. Just shut up. It's going to be a good Super Bowl. Seattle Seahawks are going to beat the Denver Broncos. And here is Mr. Sherman. After the game, immediately after the game, Aaron Rodgers, that's her name. I knew I'd remember somehow. She's interviewing Mr. Sherman, trash talking, and he's hot right after the game. Go ahead and play Sherman Cut. Go. Oh, my God, he was hot. Oh, I love it. Don't you ever talk about the best. Oh, he's hot, man. That's good, man. That's football, man, right there. That's hot, man. That's good. That's what football needs, man. Look, hey, I do know my limitations. I would love to be out on the field to be that big and tough and play the game, but I know that I can't.
But I love watching people do things that I just can't do. And it's football. So what? It's a little aggressive. That's part of the, that's the game. I mean, you don't have to be evil. You know, but I mean, these are some big boys, and they all got all kinds of testosterone. Just the nature of the game, you know, you create it, and you have it, and they're young, and that testosterone's just... These are modern-day gladiators. That's what it is. Nothing wrong with it. You don't like it, then don't watch it. But because somebody gets hurt. Well, you know, kids have been getting hurt on monkey bars since they invented the stupid things. How come you don't get rid of them? Well, it's just whatever. If somebody that they don't like likes something, well, now we got to take it away. Well, why? Well, because they like it. We got to show we're in control. Safety. Everything's in the name of safety. How about if you teach common sense? That's pretty safe. That'll keep you out of harm's way. But, Mr. Sherman, good for you, man. Seahawks are hot. They're tough. They mean business. The most penalized team in the NFL, which is good, which says they're aggressive, man. And that's what it takes. Sometimes you got to be aggressive. You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be evil. You don't have to be vicious. But you got to be aggressive. And you got to stand up for what you believe in. And if you don't, you're just going to let people walk all over you, then what? Then what do you have? Well, we have what we have here now. This. Look around you. Look around at your neighborhood. Look in the office. Is it shrunk? Look at the price of gas. Go to the supermarket. Check out the price of avocados. Well, I got a pretty good deal. I got one of those Florida avocados yesterday. I had to make guacamole. I had to have the meal just right. It had to be chicken. Whatever I made, it had to be good. So I had some good stuff yesterday, and everything had to be perfect. The chicken came out great. Had some special ginger sauce that my mom sent me. Put some noodles, some almonds, which were on sale. I buy everything on sale. If it ain't on sale, I ain't eating it. But I got one of those Florida avocados because I love guacamole. Haven't been able to, I flat refuse to spend $2 for a stupid avocado that's all small and wrinkled up, nasty, old. No, man, avocados, man, you don't mistreat an avocado like that. But I love my guacamole. But I bought one of those Florida ones. I know they don't have very much flavor in it, but it actually came out pretty good. They were on sale, so I bought it. And it tasted different, but it wasn't too bad. But I got to have my guacamole. So the meal came out good, and I knew it. Once I sit down and I start eating, if I know the meal is good, then I know the Seahawks are going to win. But you can't cheat it. You got to eat chicken. That's just the way it is. So I don't know what the hell I'm going to do for the Super Bowl. I don't know what kind of chicken I'm going to use, I'm going to make. But it's got to be special, and it's got to be good. I already know the Skittle pie that I'm going to make. I haven't bought my Skittles yet until they made it to the Super Bowl, which I'm going to buy them today. I got a lemon meringue pie. I'm going to put Skittles in it. I'm going to have a meal, boy, I tell you. And it's going to be good. And we are going to win the Super Bowl. Anyway, enough. We got business here. We got people trying to take away our freedom. We got Governor Cuomo. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo believes that pro-life activists, along with anti-gay activists and supporters of the Second Amendment, are not welcome in his state. First of all, let me tell you something, Mr. Cuomo, and we're going to play his stupid clip. I mean, this guy's just a piece of, I mean, what a piece of work. I mean, this is just pathetic. I mean, these people talk about all this peace and love, and let's come together, compassionate, understanding, bipartisan, compromise. When was the last time a liberal compromised
with anybody on the right or anybody in the center or really anybody on the left. Whoever makes up the left's rules, that's what they are. Whoever the left has hired for their rule maker. I think they got a lot of people that make rules. Okay, you guys make rules for that. You make rules for this. You make rules for that. You make rules for this. And don't worry about if they, you know, interchange and collapse and do whatever. Don't worry about it. Just that we have something, and then we'll just stick to it. And we'll argue. Whatever. If the right wants to change it, that's because they hate children. Just remember that. Well, first of all, the right is not anti-gay activists. That's not the Tea Party, just so you know, Mr. Governor. That's not what the Tea Party is about. The Tea Party could care less about your stupid sexual orientation, your stupid sex, your stupid race, your stupid color, your stupid religion, your stupid this, your stupid shoe size. Maybe if you actually, you know, took time to understand or pay attention, listen to the other side, listen to what we're saying, how you can come up with all the, and supporters of the Second Amendment, yeah, supporters of the Constitution. Maybe if you read the Constitution, you would understand part of the Constitution. Maybe if you did a little bit more research, Mr. Cuomo, maybe you might find out why the Second Amendment is in the Constitution. Or maybe you did, and that's what you're trying to change. What makes you think you're going to be one of the, you know, the elite? Just because you're governor? You got connections? Huh? You're crooked as a come. It's people like you, politicians like you, Mr. Cuomo, that have no room in New York. It's people like you that have no room. We have no room for you, Mr. Cuomo, in government, period. We're trying to get rid of people like you. That is part of the Tea Party. We're trying to clean house. We're trying to get responsible people in there that aren't coming up with all this propaganda and all these other little things just to, you know, get people to hate the right. But they blame us for being haters. If you don't hate the right, you're a hater. I mean, everything about the left is I mean, they contradict everything. Everything about them is contradictory. Everything. They talk peace and love, but all you get is hate and discontent. They talk tolerance, but they have zero tolerance. They talk understanding, but they don't understand. One, because they don't listen. There's no compassion. It's you believe what I believe, and I believe what I saw on television. And if you don't believe that, well, then you're a hater, and you must be punished. I don't know where the hell this guy is getting this stuff from. And I don't know why the hell our Republican Party allows this crap to go on. We just, I mean, it's not we. Well, I guess in a way, we allow them, we keep voting these same people who keep allowing this crap to continue and fester and grow. So again, this is our job. Not only do we have to follow, not only does the government and the law enforcement have to follow the Constitution, but we have to follow that document too. And if we're voting in people that aren't following the Constitution, then we are not following the Constitution. So in order for us to follow the Constitution, it is up to us to put people in office that do follow it, that have read it, understand it, appreciate it. But we don't get that. Because it's racist. Well, why? Well, because the right, they like the Constitution, so we have to hate it. Well, why? Well, because we can't let them win on anything. It's just a matter of we've got to demonize them So people will come to us because those are the evil people. So if we, you know, we can't take total control over people until we get them scared. So we get them fearful of these people over here. They're haters. They want to murder your children, rape your pets. I mean, these are some evil people, okay? You don't want to go anywhere near them. And there's no room for them in New York. So Governor Cuomo, I guess we're all going to have to go into concentration camps now? Is that what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to be put into a certain place? Oh, like those rubber rooms with all those 50,000 teachers that you flat refused to fire. They're still on the dole in New York. How about that? 50,000 teachers sit in a rubber room. That's what they call it, a rubber room. And what do? Well, they read magazines. They bring their little laptops, play computer games. They're not allowed in the classroom because they're, well, incompetent, and they can't teach. Or they're in trouble with the law or this or that, but for whatever reason, it doesn't really matter. They're not allowed in a classroom. So you're not allowed in a classroom. Why are you allowed to continue drawing a paycheck, full paycheck and full benefits, until you retire, and then you get whatever the retirement is? Why are you allowed to do that? Wouldn't it be nice to have a job that you're so incompetent you don't have to work, but you just show up and read magazines all day, and you get paid. You get all the benefits. You get everything. Hey, it's a beautiful thing. Well, the taxpayers of New York are paying for that, Mr. Cuomo. How about the work that you did with the HUD? You know, that housing crisis that you helped create, Mr. Cuomo? How about that? We have no room in New York for people like you, Mr. Cuomo. And you can take your little senator, Ms. Gillibrand, you can take her with you, too. You guys were pretty good in that HUD. Why don't you go ahead and explain to us all? Get you and old Gillibrand together and talk about how you did all this stuff. But see, it's all Republicans' fault. Right. Okay. I see. During a radio interview on Friday, Mr. Cuomo, I'm not, I can't call him a governor. He's not going to act like a governor. I'm not going to call him a governor. It's like our president pro tempore. Hey, if he's going to act like a president, he's going to follow the Constitution. He's not going to threaten the country with his pen and his phone. I mean, what the hell, first of all? What a nerd. Unfortunately, that pen and that phone is very dangerous, and it is lethal. We've already seen what his, the lethality, I guess, is the word. I don't exactly know what the real word is, but we've seen how lethal his pen already has been. Do we want more? Well, I don't. I know that. I know I don't want any more. That's why I can't call him the president. If he's not acting like a president, I can't call him the president. Right now, Mr. Barry Satoro, because see, we don't even know his real name. I mean, was he a complete citizen of Indonesia, Barry Satoro? Was he born in Kenya? Was he born in Indonesia? Was he born in Hawaii? Doesn't really matter to me. I don't know, and I don't care. It is worth discussing, though. I mean, look at everything else this guy's lied about. Everything. I don't think this man has told the truth in a good 20, 30 years. When was the last time you heard the president tell you the truth? When? What? What was it? Was it health care? Was it Benghazi? Fast and Furious? IRS? NSA? Stimulus packages? Executive orders? Huh? When was the last time this president told the truth? Well, we don't know. I don't think he ever has. But yet, he gets elected twice. Gotta lie your way to the top, man. See, that's the mindset and the culture that we need to change in this country. And this zero tolerance because you don't go along with what we want to go along with, so we're going to have to put you in jail. There's no room for you. And you talk about tolerance? Where's your tolerance, Mr. Cuomo? Huh? Where's your understanding and your compassion? and your peace and love. Huh? Where is that? Where'd it go? Huh? Check your pocket. See if it's in there. You see it?
Hmm.
Nowhere, huh? Well, maybe the dog ate it. Or maybe it was that one rogue Republican in Detroit. Maybe he flew to New York and stole it. Stole all your compassion, all your understanding, all your peace, all your love. Just took it out. But if you're a liberal, oh, you get all the peace and love and tolerance and understanding that, oh, you can't get enough. All you have to do is blame Bush for something. Bring up Sarah Palin. Bring up Fox News. Tea Party. Bring up anything like that and how much you hate them and, oh, man, you'd be loved. Well, that's not what it's about. That's not what the Tea Party's about. The Tea Party doesn't sit around. I mean, we talk about what the left is doing to us. This pro assault weapon. I mean, what the? Well, let me play it for you. See, let me play this for you, and then we'll comment on it. Instead of me commenting on it and then playing it, and you're like, "What the hell?" All right, shut up and play. Go ahead, go. Go.
Their problem is not me and the Democrats. Their problem is themselves.
Yeah.
Who are they? Yeah, are they these extreme conservatives who are right to life?
Oh, yeah, right to life.
Pro-assault weapon, anti-gay?
Oh,
is that who they are? Because if that's who they are, and if they are the extreme conservatives, they have no place in the state of New York.
Yeah. No place in the state of New York. Because you believe in pro-life, because you believe in life. Life. Think about that word, life. Life. You believe in life. You're pro-life or con-life. So, I guess Democrats believe in death? If you're against pro-life, you must be con-life. So you're pro-death. Huh. I guess. I mean, how could you be against pro-life unless you're pro-death? It doesn't make any sense. But they use that against you because you're pro-life. Instead of scraping your baby out of your vagina in pieces and throwing it in a trash can, and if it's still breathing and you jam a pair of scissors in the back of its neck, yeah, a lot of people are against that. Not just the right, but people in general, people, humans. Forget about what side you are politically, but this notion of, oh, it's freedom of choice. Why is it always freedom of choice when they want something? But when we want the Constitution to be followed, you know, where we have freedom of speech, freedom of the press, you know, those kinds of things, then it isn't freedom of choice because they don't like it. They don't want it. But with them, it's freedom of choice. It's not your body that's being affected. Well, it's not your body that's being affected either. It's that child's body. Which is 50% of the man, by the way. Not for nothing. But, I mean, I do believe, you know, a man should have the right to say, hey, no. If I don't want my baby scraped out of your vagina in pieces, and if it's still living, have a pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck, if I don't want that, which is 50% my child, then I should have the right to say no. It's not your baby. It's not your body. No, it's not. It's not your body either. I don't know why the left is so hung up on this stupid abortion, why it's so important to abort your baby. Why is it so important that people are allowed to kill their baby? You have the stupid law. It's been in law since the frickin' 70s. Would you shut the hell up about it already? Go out and scrape your goddamn vaginas and shut up. Shut up. But if you want the goddamn thing scraped,
You want your baby pulled out in pieces and thrown in a crap can? And if it's still breathing, have a pair of scissors jammed in the back of its neck? Well, you pay for that out of your own pocket. You have it on the books. It's law. Go out and get yourself a goddamn abortion and shut up. It's been settled law for 40 friggin' years. Shut up. Jesus Christ. Shut up. Pro-assault weapon? What the hell is he talking about? Pro-assault? Which means the AK-47, which is an assault rifle. Well, no, it's really not. Because it looks like a, you know, a mean, vicious, quote-unquote, assault rifle. It looks that way. That's all it is with the left. The appearance, it's just how it looks, what it looks like on top. Again, they only see the superficial side of any issue because they're lazy. They're lazy-minded people. If their professor doesn't spoon-feed them all the information that they need or that they want, they don't know what they want. They don't know what they need. It's just whatever they give them. You know, it's like babies. You know, babies don't know. You sit there and you feed it apricots and you feed it this. It's all mashed up, gooey crap. That's all it is. That's all the professors are jamming down these kids' throats. It's just goo. This gooey baby food. They've been Gerberized. The little Gerbers. That's a college puke. That's what I'm going to call them. The little Gerbers. They sit there on their little desks and just wait for the professor to show up. And if he's sober enough, you might pick out a few words. But he's going to spoon feed you your little Gerber baby food so you know how to think because you're too lazy to figure it out on your own. Pro-assault weapon? I mean, he's acting like everybody on the right just can't wait to, you know, get themselves an automatic machine gun and a bazooka and a tank and just start killing people. I mean, what an idiot. Anti-gay? I mean, just shut up. Just shut up. Again, Cuomo, shut up. Shut up. Is that who they are? I mean, what the heck? Just shut up. Because if that's who they are, and they're the extreme conservatives, what the hell does that mean, extreme conservatives? That doesn't even make any sense. First of all, if you know what a goddamn conservative is, that doesn't even make any sense. There is no extreme conservative. That's stupid. That's stupid talk. That's made-up talk. And people buy it, and people use it. They do it on Fox, they do it on MSNBC, CNN, they do it on all the local, it's all, that's just the way they develop. Washington, they come up with their own little language. And it's BS, and people buy it, they hear it, they don't have a goddamn clue what the hell it means, and then they go out and they argue with you over it. Shut up! Extreme conservatives? What the hell does that even mean? No, you're either conservative or you're not. There's no extreme or this or that. There's no partial this, partial that. Well, Mrs. Jones, looks like you're extreme pregnant. Oh, I thought I was only moderate. And what does that mean, moderate? What, you only agree with the Democrats half the time? And if you never agree with them, that makes you extreme? That's what it is. It's all who agrees with the left. And if that's how they measure everything. That makes you controversial. See, if you disagree with anybody on the left, doesn't matter who it is. If they're on the left and you disagree over anything, it doesn't matter. Well, then you're an extremist. You're a racist. You're a hater. And then you talk about no room for conservatives in the state of New York? I mean, listen to you, Mr. Cuomo. And again, I'm not going to call you governor. Governors don't act that way. You want to talk like that? Okay, fine. Get a Blog Talk Radio program like me. Talk away. But as governor, you got no, you need to watch what you say. Because your words do have consequences, and they are dangerous. See, the left is really amping up. They know that they're in trouble. They know that they are losing their base. They're losing the faith and hope and trust of the American people because everything that they have done thus far is not working. And finally, people are waking up and to see that this crap doesn't work. So they're moving as far left as they possibly can to get as much leftism embedded into this country as they possibly can before they get out. And they know they're on their way out. Well, we need to put an end to this. And that new mayor in New York, dude, you need to slow down, man. I'm telling you right now, you need to slow down. Slow down. And once you've slowed down to a complete and utter stop, shut up. That's all I'm going to say on that. Oh, I mean, these people are just out of their friggin' minds, man. And people buy it up, man. They gobble it up. They can't get enough of this crap, man. They just, yeah. Oh, you mentioned even the word Tea Party. They've never been to a Tea Party. They have no idea. No clue whatsoever what goes on in a Tea Party. If just one of these people would go to a Tea Party, we wouldn't hear any more about it. But they believe if a woman wants to have her vagina scraped and have her baby and the father's baby in there too, it's 50% both. Takes two, sorry, but it still takes two. You could have it in artificially scooped in there, but it still takes two. You still need a man, and you still need a woman. It's just the way it is. You still need two human beings to make another human being. So I'm surprised they haven't tried to outlaw that. But when we get comments like that, I mean, how are people supposed to be united under that? And why would you go along with it? Here this, the governor. I guess, you know, supposedly the governor is supposed to, you know, unite his state together. The president's supposed to unite the United States together, keep everybody together. Well, with comments like this, how is that going to be uniting people? You're alienating people. I mean, you might get a few people on your side that are just wackos, and anything you say, they're just going to slobber all over themselves. But you got a person who's not really, you know, just kind of plodding along life, doop-de-doo. Here's this for the first time. I mean, how is that supposed to make him just go on your side? And why would he? He's got to hate. Now he knows. Now he knows who he can hate. Oh, thanks. Thanks, Governor. Now I know who I hate. Which leads us to this next story, all of this tolerance and compassion and coming together, bipartisanship, compromise. Well, this is how tolerant the left is. We've already seen what Mr. Cuomo, conservatives now, I know they call it extreme conservatives, which I still don't know what that really means, and moderate. I mean, why do they label them how many times you vote along with the Democratic lines? Why does it have to be on that? I mean, this is ridiculous. This is another reason why we got to get rid of parties, man. You get rid of a party, yeah, of course, you're always going to have corruption. You can't get rid of it, but you can try to mitigate it. But it would be much fairer. We'd have a much more balanced government. We'd have a much more, well, realistic government, if you voted on the individual and not the party. Make the individual sell him or her to the public. Sell me. Don't sell me. Who are you? What are you? What do you stand for? What are you going to do? Why should I vote for you? Why should I waste my time out of my busy day to go wait in some cockamamie line with the Black Panther standing out there with billy clubs. Go in there. Why should I vote for you? Give me a reason. Anything. Don't lie to me. Just tell me why I should vote for you. What makes you a better candidate than these other candidates? It's never going to happen. But it would be nice. It would be nice to see if people were able to vote on the actual individual rather than the stupid party. I guarantee you, people were actually to vote on the individual, there'd be a lot of people who wouldn't be in Congress right now, namely Nancy Pelosi, which I cannot get over how much stupidity is crammed into one human being. That has to be a Guinness Book of World Records somewhere. I don't think you could fit one more gram, one more ounce, one more molecule of stupidity. That woman's got it all. She's got all the stupid cells that you could possibly ever have. You can't fit any more in. There's not enough room. There's no room for conservatives in New York, and there's no more room for stupidity in Nancy Pelosi's head. It's full. Matter of fact, it's overflowing. It's oozing out of her pores. She sweats stupid. But enough of her. I don't want to toss my breakfast up already. But you all know the Latina actress. And why it's got to be Latina actress? Why can't I just call her Maria Conchita Alonso? Well, she's from, I think it's Venezuela. That Chavez down there, old Sean Penn's buddy, the guy that died, Hugo. Hugo Chavez. Whatever. Every time I say Chavez, I have to say Chavez. And that was from Young Guns. Jerry Steinfeld. And I really don't care. Not being offensive. It's just the way it is. But the Latina actress, Maria Conchita Alonso, out of play over support of the Tea Party candidate. Well, you all know I do theater. Well, we got our first dress rehearsal is tonight, and we open up tomorrow. It's in the city. Manhattan Rep is the name of the theater. It's on 42nd and 8th. I guess we go up at 6, something like that. I guess it's $20, you get 5 shows, 5 one acts, and then you vote. So if you're in New York this week, you want to come see the show, Manhattan Rep, I don't know the exact number, but it's 8th and 42nd. So should be pretty easy to find. Manhattan Rep. So any event. Well, Maria Conchita Alonso evidently supports, well, the Tea Party, and they don't like that. See, if you're not a certain way, you're not like them, then they have no tolerance for you. But you must have tolerance for them. And if you don't, you're a hater. Well, we do have tolerance for you. The problem is you have no tolerance for us. We don't care if you want to live your life your way. You can live your life any damn way you want to. We don't care. We're not out to change the way you live your life. We're out to change the way you are trying to force us to live our lives. We're not going to live our life the way you live it. It's called freedom. I don't care if you want to live in a commune. I don't care how you want to live your life. You want to eat tofu? Choke on it. I really don't care. I'm not going to eat the frickin' disgusting crap. I'm not out trying to take away that. You don't like tobacco? Don't use it. You don't like Happy Meals? Don't eat them. Don't order your kids Happy Meals. But don't take it away from people who do like it. Well, they're getting fat. So? That's their business. It's not your business. People have the right to be fat. I'm sorry. Who cares? What difference does it make? A San Francisco arts organization has parted ways with a well-known Latina actress. See, I don't like putting everybody in goddamn groups. We don't need to know that she's Latina. We know, if you know who the woman is, you know she's Latina. She speaks with a very thick Spanish accent. And it doesn't matter her stupid race and skin color and this and that. I'm sick and tired of this crap. As far as I know, she's an American citizen. And if she's not, well, she's over here legally. But it sounds to me like she's a citizen. I do believe she has her citizenship. She's a bright woman. She's a funny woman. She's a very nice woman. Because she has a different political belief, you have to get rid of her and fire her? She was to star in its rendition of the Vagina Monologues after the thespian appeared in a political ad with a California Tea Party lawmaker who was running for governor. So they fire her. Well, first of all, the Vagina Monologues, I've stage managed that show. It's not very good. It's not. It's not funny. It's a bitch fest. Men are evil and they all rape. It's not very funny. But whatever. I've seen the woman who wrote it do it. She's not very good at it. Stage manage it. I've read it. I've seen the show a million times. It's just not a very good show. But women like it. So then watch it. If it means something to you and you like it, who's anybody to tell you that you can't watch it and you can't like it? I don't have to like the stupid show, but I don't have to stop you from go seeing it. You get my point? This is my point that I'm trying to make. And I don't like the show. I wouldn't recommend it. It's a dog as far as I'm concerned. But if you've seen it before, you like it, you want to watch it again, then go. I can't persecute you. I can't think any less of you. Wow, she likes a show that I don't like. Or he likes a show that I don't like. Or they like a show that I don't like. Wow, I have to hate them now. And if you support a tea party, well, we're going to have to kick you out of this theater company. We don't want that kind here because we're tolerant and we're compassionate and understanding and we believe in peace and love. So get the hell out, you hater. Now, this is in quotations. Listen to this. We really can't have her in the show, unfortunately. Elena Lopez has said, it's in a quotation, so she actually said that. She's the producer. She said this of Maria Conchita Alonso's resignation on Friday from the cast of Brava. For Women in the Arts, upcoming Spanish performance of the Eve Ensler play. Of course she has the right to say whatever she wants. Oh, she has the right to say it, but if we don't like it, she's out. But we're in the middle of the mission. Doing what she is doing is against what we believe. What mission, you idiot? You're putting up the Vagina Monologues. It's not a mission. And for her to support a tea party and go do a stupid commercial for a governor? How is that your mission? What do you mean you're in the middle of the mission? The mission? What are you talking about, Elena Lopez? You're an idiot. I mean, these people, I mean, they just, I mean, where, and my Lord, I wish these people would just, you know, tape record themselves and just listen to what they say sometimes. I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course she can do what she wants, but we're in the middle of the mission. Doing what she is doing is against what we believe. And what she believes. How about that? Don't we have freedom of, you can believe in what you want to believe? We don't have freedom to believe now? Jesus, God. So it's not about what this actress, this Latina actress, it's not about what she believes. Oh, no. It's about what the mission believes. What a certain group of liberals, they all get together. Now, this is what everybody believes, this right here. And if you don't believe this, well, then you're out. Ooh, I better believe it. Well, what is it? I don't know, but I believe it. I guess we're going to have to read a pamphlet and find out. Well, what is it? My God. Several Latino organizations have criticized Ms. Alonso, the former Miss Venezuela, and she was hot, man. Well, she's still pretty good looking, but she's, you know, a little old, but that's all right. She's a nice lady. She seems like a funny, you know, nice woman that, you know, I bet you could sit down and you can talk and you can have fun with. She's smart. I've heard her talk. I've heard her in interviews. She's smart. She knows. She's up on top of things, man. She knows what time it is. But a former Miss Venezuela who gained Hollywood fame for hits like The Running Man and Moscow on the Hudson, for endorsing Tim Donnelly, a California state assemblyman for San Bernardino. Connelly funded a state chapter of the Minutemen, an armed vigilante border patrol group, and has vigorously fought against measures that allow California's undocumented immigrants to attend public colleges, same tuition rates as other residents. Now, this is what I don't get. Here you've got somebody who doesn't live in the country, who's here illegally, come over to California, get cheap in-state tuition. Meanwhile, the guy who's busting his ass, who's born here, a citizen, wants to go to this particular school, but now has to wait 6 months or a year, whatever it was. I think it's 6 months, in order to get, say, tuition. So how can an illegal alien get in-state tuition before a citizen is mind-boggling to me. That is not following the preamble of the Constitution. That is not providing for the common defense, allowing illegal aliens to cross the border. When I say illegal aliens, that doesn't mean you're a Martian. You flew in on your stupid spaceship, and you got, you know, you're green, and you got big eyes and antennas. It means you're a non-citizen. You came over here illegally. If I go into your country illegally, I'm an illegal alien in your country. See, I called myself an illegal alien, and I didn't offend myself. And it didn't hurt. Let's see. Tim Donnelly had with Maria Conchita was also so bad it's almost laughable. Lieutenant Republican said in a statement, the ad seems designed to appeal to Hispanic voters, but instead insults the intelligence of many Hispanic voters. Okay, fine. Bravo for the women, for them, okay, you don't like the stupid commercial, you don't like the stupid commercial. It doesn't matter. The point is that you should have the right to think and feel and believe and just be. And because a certain group that you're in, a certain theater group, you have a certain a different point of view, you have to be ostracized and removed because of the mission. But we're in the middle of the mission. And that's in quotations, which means she really said that. Doing what she is doing is against what we believe. How about what Miss Alonzo believes? Why don't you have any understanding and compassion for that? But she's the hater. Jesus Christ Almighty. All right. Let's open up my stupid... Jesus God, I went on for hours. I was trying to get to this other stuff over 20 minutes ago, but looks like I didn't make it. So anyway, let's open up my treasure chest and see if we can plunder any booty. There we are, right off the top. Supreme Court to hear case on forced unionization. Why'd you ever listen to me talk about unions? Oh, God damn it. Implementation of interim Iran nuclear deal begins. Well, please. What a joke, that deal with Iran. I mean, if you believe they're really going to be doing this, then you're, I mean, come on. They may tell you, they may show you one side, they may have another side that they're, I mean, come on. They're, please. Please. They're going, this administration is doing everything they can. Here's what's going to happen. They're doing everything they can to make it look like they're stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. Obama's over there, hey, you know, Ayatollah,
Yeah, just go out there and tell, make a show look like it. We don't care if you get that nuclear bomb, you know. And if you get it, well, then we can just blame the Republicans. So it's not a big deal. We just don't kill anybody until I'm out of office. Gee, okay, Mr. Obama. I know you got that pen. Woo. It's a joke. Iran is now close to 3 weeks now. They got reports. Every day it's something different. Oh, they're 2 years away. Oh, they're 1 year. Oh, they're a week. Oh, they're a month. Oh, they're this. Oh, they're that. How do you know? Nobody knows. Personally, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if they already had enough uranium, if they're really stopping it. Let's just say for argument's sake that they really are stopping this production of uranium or processing it, whatever the hell they got to do. Whatever they got to do to this, whatever the hell they got to do with it with, to make it explode and kill a whole bunch of people. They might have enough of it already, so fine, we'll quit. We've already got enough to build our weapons. So fine, we don't need to produce anymore. Now we got a weapon. Don't think for a second that these guys are not out looking for a nuclear weapon. Please. Top CIA. God, I almost made it. Well, at least I went over an hour without this broken left-handed tongue showing up. The top CIA official admits to minor abuses of the NSA database. Minor abuse. Okay, when a government official admits to minor abuses of anything, you know it is far, 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 far from minor. That is government code for we screwed up and screwed up really big, and we're now in cover thy ass mode. Not cover the American people's ass, but cover their ass. See, because we don't go and rescue our people anymore. That was obviously in an executive order somewhere. We got troops ready to go. So, oh no, we can't do that, General. No. See, you know, yeah, the king, he had an executive order. Yeah, well, it says right there we can't do it. So, plus it's taco night, so the boys will be all right. Don't worry about it. Who knows what the hell happened? We don't know. No one's ever gonna know because they're not gonna say anything. But what we do know enough that a lot of criminal activity was going on. And I do mean criminal. If you allow the enemy to attack by purposely relaxing your security, incompetence, that's incompetence. I don't care if it's incompetence or deliberate, either one. That has no room in our government, Mr. Cuomo. If you allow the enemy to attack or continue their attack and refuse twice to send help, I don't need to be a lawyer to know that that's criminal. That's facilitating four murders. And to be honest with you, I mean, it goes to show you what a few good Marines can actually do, man. With what they had, with video that I've seen, looks to me like they were outmanned. And as a surprise attack, I mean, hey, there actually could have been a hell of a lot more casualties. New Jersey mayor meets with U.S. Attorney's Office. Oh, God, is this more about this stupid Chris Christie crap? God, now we're talking more about Chris Christie. Everybody's getting involved. You got four American brothers who were brutally murdered, and our DOJ is MIA. We allow weapons to cross our border into the hands of Mexican drug cartels, kill one of our Border Patrol agents. DOJ is MIA. Homeland Security is now facilitating those same Mexican drug lords by allowing them to cross the border, by smuggling children across that border.
wherein our own Homeland Security takes custody of said children to bring to their illegal alien parents. And the DOJ is MIA. But if you question the DOJ, you question this administration, you're a racist. You're a hater. How is that racist? How does that have anything to do with race whatsoever? We got four American people were killed in Benghazi, one in Fast and Furious, that we know of, or the government has admitted. I don't care if it's only five. I don't care what the stupid number is. One. That's all it takes is one. Oh, Wendy Davis lies. Oh, she's got Wendy Davis lies. We'll find out a little bit about that. This governor of Texas. Look, Texas, man. You guys got to get your act together, man. You got to start cleaning up Texas here. We're starting to lose you. We can't afford to lose you. You got far too many Democrats moving in there. They're taking over. You can't let that happen. All right? And now this Wendy Davis lies about being single and divorced and this and that, and God only knows, and who the hell knows. We need to stop these people coming in. Look, we all know that we lie. We're all human beings. We all lie. But we really have to start looking at the kind of lies. What did they lie about? What was it for? Did they lie for votes? Did they lie for this? Did they lie to protect, you know, somebody? What did they lie for? What was that lie for? We got to start delving more into the integrity of these people that we put into office. We need to search the land over, man. We need to start putting people with integrity. Look, all we got to do is get people in who have read the Constitution at least once, who understand it. And if something comes up, well, they refer to the document. They make sure that whatever they're doing is following under that document. We don't try to go around it. Well, this stops us. Well, we've got to go around it. Yeah, but that'll take away freedom. Well, it's all in the name of safety. No, it's in the name of you making money. Gaining power so you can make more money. That's all this global warming nonsense is about. That's the only reason why this. They have people are invested into these stupid green companies and this and that, and they get people scared. Oh, the planet's melting. The planet, you know, it's always the apocalypse. People have been making themselves very wealthy off the apocalypse since time has begun. They just do it in different ways. There's always a different kind of apocalypse. Jonestown, there was an apocalypse. I guess aliens or what was that one of these people were? God, this happened about, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago, maybe. They all went to bed, and they all wore these sneakers and these track suits, and they thought this alien ship was going to come down and get them. And they were all going to fly off into space, so they drank this Kool-Aid. They all laid down perfectly in a bed, and then this guy, he drank it too, and they all floated off into the spaceship and went into space heaven. But people have been talking about the end of the world since the beginning of the world. Well, when the end of the world finally gets here, then come get me, all right? Other than that, shut up. Man, it's just arrogant that man is controlling climate, this and that. Shut up. They're making millions of dollars off of you. So they can continue writing these phony books and phony papers and phony this. They're making a profit. People invest in these so-called green companies, and they're making a profit. Al Gore, if he's not a billionaire by now off of global warming, off of you, then he's very dangerously close. But this guy is just filthy, stinking, stupid rich off of global warming. Think about that. Speaking of climate change, Europe now is to ditch climate protection goals. So let's get into that before we get into this other stuff here. I got 44 minutes.
Wendy Davis, let me get that. Where is this all? Here we are. I need to drink a grog before we start this. So Europe now. See, Europe is starting to realize, first of all, that socialism and all this greenism and all this these isms doesn't work, and they're getting away from it. And America. Well, we didn't start with Europe, so we've got a long way to go to catch up. But no, you don't have a long way to go to catch up. You're already there. Okay? And you're going to bring, when you go down, you're going to bring Europe down. Europe is fragile right now. I'm sorry, but Europe is fragile. And they realize it. They also realize that if they don't do something and do something quick, the EU is going to collapse. Which is a stupid idea to have all those countries under one banking system in the first place. I just, whatever. The EU's reputation as a model of environmental responsibility, really. Environmental responsibility by forcing people to buy mercury-laden baby-killing light bulbs. Okay. May soon be history. The European Commission wants to forego ambitious climate protection goals and pave the way for fracking. Uh-oh, that F word. Fracking. Ah, frack off. Jeopardizing Germany's touted energy revolution in the process. Uh-oh. I wonder what Obama's going to think about that. I wonder if he's going to get out his pen. Get out his phone. He's going to call Europe. Hey, what are you guys doing? You're undermining my phone. What's going on over here? You guys are going to fracking? Come on. Yeah, Mr. Satoru, they're going to fracking. Yeah, see all that green crap that, well, it doesn't work? Well, we've gone damn near bankrupt trying to get it to work, and it's not working. So we're going to go back to fracking. And getting oil until we can, come up with the proper technology. We're not there yet. The climate between Brussels and Berlin is polluted. Something European Commission officials attribute, among other things, to the reckless. That's in quotations, the word reckless. So somebody actually said that word. Among other things, to the, in quotations, reckless way, German Chancellor Angela Merkel blocked stricter exhaust emissions during her re-election campaign to placate domestic automotive manufacturers like Daimler and BMW. Uh-oh. This kind of blatant self-interest, officials complained at the time, is poisoning the climate. Shut up. But now it seems that the climate is no longer of much importance to the European Commission. That's because they realize it's garbage and it's junk and it isn't working and we're all dying and starving and we need to move ahead, man. We can figure out this green crap later, but right now we're dying. So we're going to start making some money and, you know, having a better life for our citizens. Commission sources have long been hinting that the body intends to move away from ambitious climate protection goals. On Tuesday, the God Almighty, I can't read this stupid newspaper. Anyway, the newspaper, whatever frickin' term it is, they said as much. So if they declare it, then it's true. You know how that works. At the request of Commission President Jose Manuel Barroso, EU member states are no longer to receive specific guidelines for the development of renewable energy. Oh, my God, they're not. The EU members are not going to get, no longer receive specific guidelines for the development of renewable energy. I bet the EPA right now is flipping over sideways, aren't they? probably all upset. Oh, now they're going to bring this crap to the United States and take away our power. Yeah, that's right, EPA. You need to have your power revoked. You make recommendations. You do not make policy. You get a test tube and a clipboard, and you make recommendations. You don't get guns. You don't swoop in out of the trees in Chicken, Alaska to test the water of men digging for gold. If the water is poisonous and it's killing the environment, then you say something. Then we fix it. But we don't need you swooping in out of the trees, machine guns and body armor and sidearms. This is no joke. Body armor. Full body armor. Carrying, in quotations, assault weapons. Now, right, Mr. Cuomo. Any event, we don't need to cover. There's a whole bunch of this stuff to cover, but, I mean, it just gets boring. I don't need all these stats of Merkel's government, a grand coalition, the center of the Social Democratic Party, and all this, and all these names, and all this. Bottom line is Europe realizes that this stuff isn't working, and they've been realizing for a while, but they're slowly starting, as it almost seems like there's parts of the world that realized the benefits of a capitalist market. That's what China has. Yeah, their government is communist, but their market, they're capitalistic in nature, and they're realizing the benefits of it. Unfortunately, it's very, controlled. I mean, there's government controls just about everything. But if it's allowed to run free, any people, corporations, they get other people together to work for them. They build an economy. But we can't have that because the government doesn't have any control. Well, why would the government need control over it anyway? Why would it be up to the government to have control over who's in business and what businesses are in business? What purpose would the government need that for? What is the purpose of government having this much control? I still don't know. All right, let's get up to the first one here. Supreme Court to hear case on forced unionization. Everybody form a line. Get out your money. Get your union card. Now bend over. This won't hurt me a bit. The Supreme Court will hear arguments about forced unionization among government workers on Tuesday, which will be tomorrow. In a case that could greatly curtail powerful labor groups. Uh-oh, they're not going to like it. And then when these union groups are going to have to join Obamacare coming up here shortly. Uh-oh. They're not going to like that very much. All the other employer mandates now, those waivers are all going away. And you've seen the power of the pen. And you want more of it, or do you want to stop it before it gets to the point where everyone is screwed? We've got far too many people screwed in this country as it is. We need to start unscrewing. Just simply let people be free, man. You want to join a union? Fine. Join the stupid thing. But I shouldn't have to be forced to join something that I don't want, don't like, don't trust, don't believe in. Just for the right to go to work? No. The fact that you're a citizen of the United States gives you the right to work. Whether you get that job or not depends on how qualified you are. But your right to work, you should not have to join a club, especially if you don't believe in that club. You don't trust this club, this group. And they take your money, your dues, and they give it to politicians that you don't like. And that goes along with this, Supreme Court decision with all this, corporations, giving for political ads. First of all,
I think if we shied away from allowing corporations and all this, and allow if you work for this corporation or a union, same thing, and they give your money to people that you don't like, I mean, that's, you know what I mean? I mean, that's, come on. You're like, hey, I'm tired of giving you my money so you can give it to somebody that I don't like, I don't want, and I don't trust, and I'm never going to vote for. So all political contributions, I personally believe, should come from the individual, not a group or a party, but an individual. You can't be a member of any group, any company name. You must have your name. Joseph P. Smuckatelli, 1313 Mockingbird Lane. Individuals. I'm not going to get in this stupid argument, corporations aren't people, corporations are people. It's a stupid freaking argument. Some jackass came up with that a long time ago, came up with it. Everybody started repeating it. Well, so-and-so said it. Well, now I got to start repeating it now so I look cool. So I look hip. I got to use the latest buzzword. No, you're an idiot. Corporations are people. Corporations are not people. Well, it takes people to form a corporation. But it's a stupid argument. We're not going to get into it. It's a ruse argument to get you off course. So you argue about something else other than what really matters. At issue is an Illinois law crafted by imprisoned Governor Rod Blagojevich. I can never say that name. And enforced by his successor, Pat Quinn, that forces home health care workers, including family members caring for relatives, to pay union dues. So let's say you're taking care of your mom or your grandma or uncle or anybody. Family member, you're taking care of them in your home. You have to pay union dues if they're getting government, to pay for you. Again, what's a union? Well, why? Make it mandatory. If you make it mandatory, they have to pay for it. That way you automatically get rich. You don't have a choice. You're going to get rich whether you want to or not. It's mandatory. They have to pay you. Pay a middleman just for the right to work. Well, why? What are they doing? Well, they take you on strike. And they give you all this fancy stuff and all these pensions, but it bankrupts the company to the point where they got to reorganize. And then when it's your time to retire, well, see, that pension that you thought you had, well, that's gone. Doesn't exist anymore. The company had to get rid of it. They went bankrupt. You don't get that money. That's what your union does. It gives you all these great pensions until you retire. There's a strike, and there's this and that, and you lose it. So what does a union give you? Well, it gives you peace of mind, and you feel good for a while until it's time to pay up. Then you're screwed. If you want to join it, then join one. But you shouldn't have to join something that you don't want, don't believe in, don't like, don't trust, just for the right to go to work. That's ridiculous. The state claims that the caregivers are government employees.
Yeah, you're a government employee.
Since patients receive taxpayer dollars through Medicaid and Medicare. So let's say your grandma, your mom, or whatever is receiving Medicaid and Medicare because you're staying home and you're taking care of them because that's what family does. Well, now you have to pay union dues because you're taking care of your mother. Or you're a member of your family, or a human being. It doesn't really matter who it is. But if you know this person and you're taking care of this person and you live in the same domain, I mean, that's ridiculous. Just so the government can take more money and get more tax so they can give it away to their friends. Their friends have to get rich because they're friends.
But the issue is more complicated than who is signing the checks, according to lawyers. Oh, Jesus. For the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. The Illinois law only defines them as employees in terms of unionization and no other rights at all. This is a scheme for compulsory lobbying. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Compulsory lobbying? Well, I'd call it something else, but we're all smart enough. We know what the hell you're saying. It's forced government crony capitalism. That's what it is. Or not? I hate that word, crony capitalism. Just cronyism. It doesn't have to be capitalism. Because true capitalism isn't that. Just cronyism. That's what it is. Not crony capitalism. Just cronyism. I want to play stupid word games. I'll play them too. But that's what it is. Government-mandated cronyism. And we do nothing to stop it. And we vote for more people to come in and uphold it. The caregivers do not receive liability insurance coverage or retirement benefits that other government workers are entitled to. So they don't get paid to take care of mama and grandma. Or dad and grandpa or uncle or anybody. They don't get paid to do that. Family doesn't get paid to take care of each other. Do these people understand what a family is? Have they heard of it? See, that's the only problem with law. There's no human element in law. There's no emotion in law. That's the problem. That's what law misses. It doesn't go into the human side of it, the human element, the human aspect of it. In quotations, personification. Which I hate that word, and I hate when people use it because they try to sound like they're really smart because they heard their professor use it, and so now they've got to use it. Oh, personification. Are you trying to sound like you're sophisticated? Because you're not. Don't try to impress me with stupid words because you're not impressing me. You're an idiot. Sit down and shut up. But there is no human element in law. That is what's missing out about a lot of laws. They don't consider the human side to it. However, again, going back to the C word, I know, the Constitution. You look at the Bill of Rights. There is personification, especially the First Amendment. I'm not going to read it here now. You know it. What's also missing in law is common sense. The law doesn't say you have to use common sense. You need to use, well, you know, correct, responsible judgment. The law doesn't know what responsible judgment is. The law doesn't know what common sense is. It has no idea what that is. That's why people, when they read the law, they don't use it because it's not in there unless it's so specific. They don't see it, and they can twist it and use it any way they want to. We have far too many laws in this country. Laws are not to prevent crime. Laws are created, well, to create crime. They want more crime. More crime means more money to these people. More fines, more taxes. And yet here we are. Can't wait for the November election to get in there and vote for more of it. All doctors or nurses who care for Medicare patients would have to join a union by that logic. What unions are looking
what unions are looking at is trying to attach themselves to any kind of government funding. So if your mom, your grandma, dad, or grandpa is getting Medicare, Medicaid, and you're taking care of them so they don't have to go into a nursing home that doesn't take care of them, die in a lonely room, playing bingo, you take care of them like family does, take care of each other. You got to pay union dues because you are now officially a government employee. And we don't have enough government. We need more. The government should be bigger. Really? God, I don't want to get into this stupid nuclear Iran crap. Anyway, reports, I heard one report this morning was one way. Now it's something else. Evidently, they're getting back or they're cutting. They're not going to produce any more of this. Of course, they're saying this. The bottom line is this. What you really need to know is Iran is doing everything they can to get a nuclear weapon, and the United States is doing everything they can to allow them to get it, but look as if they're trying to stop them. That's where we are. All right, let's get into this. This top CIA official. Oh, God. Everybody's a top official or a senior advisor. Shut up. Michael Morell, the former deputy directory, you idiot. Try this again. Michael Morell, oh God almighty, third time's a charm. Michael Morell, the former deputy director of the Central Intelligence Agency. You know that group that killed Kennedy? Under both Presidents Bush and Obama, said Sunday that there have been abuses of the National Security Agency's surveillance database, but that the abuses have been very minor, and that very minor is in quotations, which means he actually said that. And when they say very minor, that means there was a lot of stuff that went bad, man. Means it's big. It's bigger than you really know. It's bigger than you want to know. It's big. But it's going to come out. Why they do this crap, I never, ever, ever understand. They can try to cover it up as best they can. But when a government comes out and says, oh, they're very minor. Oh, yeah, nothing to see here. Oh, no, that's just, no, just ignore that. Those are just dead bodies. Just ignore them. Just step over them. Don't worry about the smell. It goes away after a while. You get used to it. Nothing to see here. No. On CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer, I just want to slap him just once, asked Mr. Morell to settle the differing claims from lawmakers about whether NSA employees have abused their access to Americans' private communications. Well, they have. The fact that they recorded it is enough. Just because the agency says don't do this and we can't do this and we don't do this doesn't mean that the employees are not doing this. We've already seen that. How the fact the NSA, this is my biggest problem with the NSA. Yeah, the spying, yeah, that's big. It is. But my problem with the NSA, and a problem that we don't hear from the media, but the fact that the information was allowed to be extracted from the building. What do I mean by that? Well, look, if you got some, you're in the NSA, the largest spy organization on planet Earth, spy organization, which means not everybody is supposed to know about it. Supposed to be, well, secretive. That's what makes you a spy. Because nobody knows you're a spy. Why that information, how that information was allowed to be extracted by a guy who's been there 2-3 months, got a GED, is able to get passwords and this and that, and blah, 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 if that's the real story. Exactly how it happened, who knows, who cares, but the point is, and I don't care if he just had a GED or not. I don't care if he's had, you know, 12 college degrees. It's not the point. It's not the point how long he's been there, whether he's been there 3 months or 30 years. No employee should be allowed to take that information out of there. What I mean by allowed, meaning there should be so many safeguards on that information from leaking. It has to be impossible to steal that information out. Why those the safeguards aren't there, I don't know. Can they? Sure they can. Come on. There's ways to make it secure. It just has to be secure. But why isn't it? Well, is it deliberate or is it incompetent? Well, we don't know. Either way, it doesn't really matter whether it's deliberate or incompetent. The fact is it was done. Information was taken, flown to Hong Kong, then to Russia. That's the problem. That's where the problem lies. It's not Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden is part of a problem, whether he's really guilty, whether he's patriotic or not. I mean, that's – you have to decide that on your own as an individual. I'm not here to judge that part. I'm here to judge the NSA for allowing this individual to take that information out of there, then fly to Hong Kong and then to Russia. How is or how does the NSA, the largest spy organization on planet Earth, allow information so easily taken from the building and flown to Hong Kong and Russia? A lot of mismanagement. A lot of people weren't following protocols. Or were there any protocols? Are there any safeguards, any standards to keep that information, you know, at bay? And why didn't we hear about this Bush administration? Well, maybe they were more competent. I don't know. I mean, you can get into what they're doing, whether it's legal or illegal. But the fact is, it doesn't really matter whether it is legal or illegal. If you're a spy organization, first of all, nobody should know about it, including us. Secondly, if we do know about it, we need to make sure that whatever information that you have there should be extracted legally. I'm sorry, but you should follow the Constitution. Don't give me this in the name of safety crap. I don't want to hear it. We're Americans. We don't surrender to terrorism. We stand up to terrorism, which means we do not give up our rights, liberties, and freedoms to a terrorist. We stand up to terrorism. You do not have to violate American citizens' rights, and they should not have to alter their behavior one bit to anyone, especially a terrorist. The fact is, you boys weren't doing your goddamn jobs. Nobody's in charge with this administration. Nobody. Nobody wants to be held accountable. Nobody's responsible. Nobody knows anything. I don't know. I was on the golf course. Hell, I didn't know. Nobody told me. Hell, I found out about it when I was watching the news. Well, look, if the president is watching the news, then he's not the president. How the hell? Why? This is how this guy gets his information from the goddamn news? No wonder he's an idiot. He's the president of the United States. He doesn't get his news from watching television. And if so, then he needs to get some people behind him. Some competent people. I mean, my Lord, man. Who's in charge over there? Is anybody? Chairman Mike Rogers has said, and said again this morning, there has been no abuses
Senator Mark Udall says there has been. Do you know of any abuses? Well, so there have been a handful of cases. Literally, just a handful, Mr. Morrell revealed. Yeah, just this tiny little bitty handful. Look at it. It's just so tiny you can't even see it. Kind of like that, you know, those explosions when we were going to attack and invade Syria? Yeah, so small you won't even know we were there. Hell. Where NSA employees have looked into the database inappropriately, looked at boyfriends, looked at girlfriends, that's it. They didn't really look at anybody else, just their little boyfriends and girlfriends. Well, if they can look at their boyfriend and look at their girlfriend, who's to say they can't look at you? Who's to say they haven't? Oh, the government told us they didn't? Really? The government also told us that Benghazi was started over a video when we know for a fact that it wasn't. The government has said a lot of things that we know for a fact are not true. We're tired of being lied to. And don't think for one goddamn second that when a CIA operative comes out and tells you that the NSA, the biggest spy agency on planet Earth, with all these reports of spying on everybody, Angela Merkel, Brazil, I mean, this guy's he's spying on everybody, which maybe you probably have to in today's world. But, yeah, everybody spies on everybody. Okay, fine. But when we're being lied to, and these are just minor little things. Well, if they're minor, why is there all this uproar? People are just making this stuff up. I don't believe for one second they're not spying on you. Now, they may not need that, use that information against you, but who's to say down the road that they're not going to be able to use that information against you later on? They're collecting databases on everybody. Everybody's going into their little file. Anything, they can look it up, and the government has you on their little file. They've got all of your information, everything about you. Is that really how you want to live? Is that what you want? Do you want that, or do you want to live free? I want to live free. I choose to live free. I don't choose to be in some goddamn computer file. I'm not a computer file. I'm me. I'm flesh and blood. I have a mind of my own. I think freely. I'm not influenced very easily by other people just because they tell me so. And I really don't care. You can tell me all day long. But when you show me, then you got something to talk about. And every one of those cases, they were dealt with appropriately, Mr. Morrell continued. Sure, this is all in quotations, so he really, really said this. And I believe, actually, some of them may have even been fired. Oh, I believe, actually, some of them may have been fired. That's code for nobody was fired. But you say the word... been fired, that's what people will hear, and the word actually, and I believe. Well, anybody can believe in anything. Doesn't mean it's true. He didn't say they were fired. Oh, I believe some of them may have been fired. There's a lot of wiggle room in that. That means nobody's been fired. That's what that means. But that's the limited abuse that has taken place. Just a, you know, couple jealous, you know, couple of jealous workers, those two rogue employees from the IRS, they got hired with the NSA and they went rogue again and spied on their little girlfriends and spied on their little boyfriends. BS. Oh, God, do we really have to cover this damn stupid Chris Christie crap? I can't believe what they're doing. They got the DOJ, I mean, they got the FBI. All because of a couple of lanes were closed. We got four people dead in Benghazi. And the rescue teams were told to stand down twice. And before it even happened, we relaxed all of our security, sent them home. We don't need security. Dealing in weapons, 400 surface-to-air missiles.
The IRS is using their power to target political foes and harass them. Where's the DOJ on that? I don't know. I haven't seen them. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're too busy making Fast and Furious deals. The Department of Justice came up with that. Now, to me, I don't know. I agree that the president should be able to pick, a cabinet, but is the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, should that really be political appointee? Seems to me that the Department of Justice should be separate, like our Supreme Court. I understand you need a cabinet, but the Department of Justice should be separate. Maybe if the American people could vote for that, I don't know. I don't know what the real answer would be. But when you have a president gets his cabinet, and they're all criminals, and you got the Department of Justice, who's the Attorney General, is just as criminal or more, you're allowed to get away with whatever you want to get away with. Okay, so now we're going to get a Republican. He's going to come in there with his people. They're going to do all this stuff. We're going to go back and forth. Nobody's ever going to follow the Constitution because we don't have to, because we have an Attorney General. And he decides who follows the Constitution and who doesn't, because he knows the Constitution better than anybody else. Of course he does. He violates it more than anybody else. I mean, I'm just trying to find ways to mitigate, the corruption. I don't think you can ever get rid of it all, but you can at least mitigate it. But when you have the president and the attorney general and the former Secretary of State, Hillary Hitman Clinton, I mean, my God, I mean, it's just the three in there together. I mean, it's almost criminal putting them all three together in one room. And we're going to blame Republicans and the Tea Party. Really? So let's see. Christie and his allies are vigorously. Christie and his allies vigorously dispute new allegations from the Hoboken mayor and suggest Democrats are politicizing the investigation, of course. They want to take you out of the picture and make way for Hillary Hitman Clinton. That's the only reason why they're coming after you. You didn't smuggle in weapons or sell weapons to the Mexican drug cartels. You didn't do any of that. So we have to send the DOJ on you. You didn't give the stand down order when our brothers were being attacked. You didn't give two stand down orders. You didn't do that. So we have to investigate you. You didn't take almost $1 trillion in stimulus money from the American taxpayer and give to your friends so they can form these, green businesses that have no intent of doing business in the first place, and then to go bankrupt and receive multi-million dollar bonus checks. So you didn't do any of that, Mr. Christie. So we have to investigate you. Understand? You didn't use the IRS to harass your political foe, so we have to investigate you. Nobody died on your watch, so we have to investigate you now. Don't you understand, Mr. Christie? Well, personally, I really don't feel sorry for you. Maybe next time you'll think twice about slobbering all over the very man who... Well, we all know what happened. See what this crap is when people try to go to the other side and suck up to the other side to make it look like, see, I'm bipartisan. This is another reason why I don't like stupid parties. But it never works. Showing that you're bipartisan, all you do is, first of all, the party you're trying to suck up to doesn't believe you because you're phony, and it's not real anyway, and they can sense it. And the other side wants to know why the hell you're sucking up to the enemy. So it never works. So if you don't worry about sucking up and just simply go out and be yourself and quit trying to impress people just to vote for you, That's not how you get votes. You be yourself. You let the people decide that they're going to vote for you or not. I'm not saying don't go out and sell yourself. What I'm saying is give the people a reason to vote for you. And become yourself. Be yourself. Don't suck up to one group or the other just for their vote. You don't deserve those votes. There's only one group you should be sucking up to, and that's the American group. If you're a citizen, if you're running for state for a state office, okay, your group is whatever state you're running for. If you're running for federal, well, then it's everybody, Americans, like the president. There's only one group in this country. It's American group. And we're running out of time. And I couldn't finish what the hell I was talking about, but we'll get it tomorrow. Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody, and we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. Goodbye, everybody.
You feel that?